You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Your secret Uber tipping behavior exposed. A new study of 40 million Uber trips found out some interesting facts about how riders tip their drivers. The study shows that only 16% of riders actually use the function, and male riders tip 19% more often. It also found that female drivers, especially younger female drivers, were tipped more than their male counterparts. The findings suggest that tipping behavior seems to have more to do with the rider than the ride itself. How 18 malware apps snuck into Apple's App Store. Despite recent lapses, the iPhone remains one of the most secure consumer devices you can buy. But that didn't stop 18 malware apps from sneaking past Apple's defenses. Thankfully, these apps didn't take control of a victim's phone or steal data, but they did run invisible ads in the background of the device, generating phony website clicks to inflate ad revenues. Apple has since removed these apps from the App Store. And now for today's fast fact, 50%. That's the percentage that pedestrian deaths in America have risen in the last decade, according to a new government report. In 2018 alone, 6,677 pedestrians died, a 3.4% increase from 2017. Meanwhile, vehicle-related deaths are dropping. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.